The next item is number 12, Colette Thatch et al., item number 060881. Tracy.
Yes, sir. Kathy, I'd like to go right to this bus. Colette Thatch requests authorization to install a 310-foot long by 42.5-foot wide stone causeway across the Ravana River to facilitate all the typo up there. The removal of the Woolen Mills Dam in Albemarle County. The project is protested by several residents in the vicinity. The Woolen Mills Dam is located just outside the city of Charlottesville on the Ravana River. Here's a closer view. You can see the dam is shown on the topo map. It's the dam here. The dam is a privately owned stone block and timber crib dam spanning 270 linear feet across the Ravana River. It was originally constructed in 1830 and was still in use up to about 1920. The associated mill with the dam was closed in 1964. The Ravana Conservation Society, in conjunction with the dam owner, has submitted a joint permit application requesting authorization to partially breach the dam in order to allow passage for anadromous fish and increase public safety. This dam represents the first impediment to fish migration on the Ravana River. The RCS anticipates the project will enhance the overall health of this waterway. Authorization from this agency is not required for the removal of the dam itself, any structures over state or submerged lands. However, a permit is required for the construction of the access causeway to allow the equipment to access the dam in order to allow its removal. The applicants request the authorization for a temporary stone fill causeway within the Ravana River, and that portion does require your authorization. This is just some ground shots. So you have a waterway over here. In the aerial, you know, there was water spilling over the dam in this portion as well. This portion of the dam is proposed to remain in place as a historical landmark. This portion along here is proposed for removal. See on another side view. Although you don't have we don't have authority over this portion, I wanted to show you sort of what this would look like once the dam has been removed. You see here that about this portion be removed again for historical interpretation purposes. A portion of the dam would remain in place. It is anticipated that the causeway will most likely be in place for no more than a few weeks, but at the maximum up to approximately 6 months. The applicants have stated that the causeway will be completely removed at the completion of the project, and the area will be restored to pre-existing conditions and contours. We have three views. Of course, an overall plan view. The stone causeway will come in through here, be installed as necessary to reach the portions of the dam for removal, and then again, all this will be removed at the completion of the project. Just to reorient you, this is the portion that would remain in place, and this is the portion that would be removed. And a side view, you see they have culverts installed here to allow the water to continue to flow as they work, and a cross section. You'll see a maximum of 20 feet at the top, and approximately 42.5 feet at the base width, at the maximum. The contractor may need a smaller structure, but they asked for the maximum that they felt they may need just in case. The project is protested by several residents in the vicinity. Protest letters that staff initially received focus on opposition to the removal of the dam. Staff notified each protestant that the construction of the rock causeway was within the jurisdiction of this agency, but that the removal of the dam itself was not subject to this agency's jurisdiction. Only one protested. Mr. Roger Voisinet renewed his opposition by stating he was also opposed to the construction of the causeway. His concerns include that by breaching the dam and the resulting drop in the water depths above the dam will allow people from the public park, which is located on this shore, will allow people to cross the river and trespass onto his property and the property of his neighbors. This side of the Ravanna River is private homes, and Mr. Boisinet's property is approximately here. Mr. Boisinet has experienced problems with theft of small recreational vehicles from his yard in the past, and he anticipates that this problem will occur again. In addition, he doubts that Nazarimus fish, including shad, will utilize the waterway upstream of the dam, and he believes the removal itself will result in damage to the Ravanna River. The Department of Game and Inland Fisheries has reviewed this project and recommended that the project be undertaken during low flow conditions of the river. They prefer July through December. That strict erosion and sediment control techniques be employed, and that coordination with the department be utilized in order to minimize any potential impacts to any freshwater mussels. They also recommend that a time of year restriction be in place from April 1st through June 30th to avoid potential adverse impacts to any anadromous fish. Virginia Department of Historic Resources has coordinated closely with the applicant and the Army Corps of Engineers through the requirements of Section 106 of the Historic Preservation Act to ensure the proper preservation of this historic resource. The Army Corps of Engineers has issued permits, and the Department of Environmental Quality has issued a no permit necessary letter this past June. Like to speak again. In summary, the scope of the Commission's jurisdiction consists solely with the construction and the removal of the causeway. After evaluating the merits of the portion of the project that lies within the jurisdiction of this agency against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 28.2.1205, subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, with the inclusion of the recommendations made by the Game Department, with our standard in-stream construction conditions, and with the stipulation that the stone causeway be completely removed in its entirety and the stream bed and the bank be restored to their pre-existing pre-construction conditions following the completion of the project.
Thank you, Tracy. Any questions for Tracy? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I understand it, this is a temporary structure.
Yes, sir.
Does the permit require that the project be completed in any sort, any time period other than the seasonal restrictions on construction?
Other than the permit that we would issue would expire within 3 years.
Okay.
So they would, unless they requested an extension of that, it would have to be with sometime within the next 3 year period.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, sir.
Is the applicant present or represented?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Yeah,
fine. You raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
State your name for the record. Who you represent, please?
Jason Halbert. I represent the Ravanna Conservation Society and the owner, Colin Thatch, and his wife, Edith Thatch.
Are you an attorney?
I am not.
Good enough. I just want to make sure that I did not make you double swear. No, sir. We don't swear members of the bar because they've already been sworn, and I was going to apologize to you if you were.
That's okay. I'll keep this brief. I know your time is valuable, so is mine. I prepared a brief presentation just to help you understand this. A lot of this is based on the removal of the dam. We've been working on this project for 7 years now, and we're eager to proceed with the removal. So, briefly, the mission of the organization is to safeguard the health, beauty, and cultural heritage of the river and its watershed here in the center of Virginia. This is one of the main groups, if you think of groups going out for river cleanups and things like that. The Ravanna Conservation Society is that group. The yellow triangle represents the Woolen Mills Dam. The triangles represent dams in our watershed. This is the first dam that impedes fish migration, both in-stream and anadromous and catadromous fish on the Ravanna. So we have some listed reasons to breach the dam. I'm not going to go through all of these. Basically, safety. The stated goals of the state of Virginia, including the Marine Resources Commission for habitat, restoration, saving money, owner liability, reconnecting the community. A lot of the organizations that are in support, basically the most of the community, with the exception of a few adjacent property owners, supports this project. It's a well-known project in the community. It was just editorialized by the Daily Progress. So folks want to see this happen. There's myself and Alan Weaver, who's here from the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, is our state fish passage coordinator, releasing 400,000 shad fry last spring into the Rivanna above the dam to the delight of a bunch of school children. This is part of the state's efforts to restore shad to the Rivanna and the entire watershed. And I'm going to skip this. This is a chronology. This is an overview of the adjacent property owners. Yellow represents tax maps, parcels in the city. Light blue is in the county. Mr. Voisinet, you can see there, is the main opponent of the project. And he has a little bit of a floating dock there. The owner is this person here, Mr. Thatch, who owns this entire property here, all the way up here, and the entire dam structure. You've seen these profiles already. The gray area represents what the engineers and hydrologists predict will be the water flow at base, 250 CFS flow, after the dam is removed. So basically, you're not going to have much of a bank change here for the adjacent property owners. You've already seen this profile, and we have a rendering. Basically, that's what we propose to look like. That's it. Told you I'd be brief.
Computers. Thank you. Anyone have any questions? Thank you, sir. Do you have anybody else that's going to testify?
Only if necessary. If you have questions of the state of Virginia or...
We'll check. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Hearing none, the matter is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we take staff recommendation on the project.
Motion made to accept staff recommendation by Mr. Holland. Is there a second?
Second.
Take your pick.
Second made by Mr. McCleskey. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Tracy. And thank you all for the presentation. Good luck.